Okay, the question was asked, how do we know what blessing to make on a fruit or a vegetable or a wafer? So our rule is that anything that comes from the ground, any vegetable, the blessing is borei peri ha'adamah. Any fruit grows on a tree, borei peri ha'etz. And when you have something that has one of the five grains in it, flour, water, and then different flavorings such as cake, cookies, wafers, so the blessing is borei minei mizonot. So the wafers we brought have the five grains in them, right? They're made of flour, water, chocolate, and who knows what else. So the blessing on that is borei minei mizonot. If we have bread, then we make hamotzi lechem min haaretz, provided it's made from the five grains. If you have rice bread, that's going to be a shehakol, because it's not made from the five grains. If you have pizza, so our assumption is that pizza, before you bake it, it has all these flavorings, right? It has tomato sauce, they put in, some countries put in milk in the flour, some countries put in apple juice in the flour, but it's not just flour and water. It has a substantial flavor of something else. So that is mizonot. What happens if your meal is going to be pizza? Your dinner is pizza. Your breakfast is a pack of wafers. So if your meal is mizonot, if that's your breakfast, if that's your dinner, then you make a hamotzi. You wash your hands, on netilat yadayim, you make a hamotzi on cake. Bachelors will sometimes find themselves eating cake for dinner, right? That's what they got. Sometimes people eat pizza for dinner. So that's going to be hamotzi. Sicilian pizza. You guys know what Sicilian pizza is? That's where they make this thick crust, and then they add paste, tomato paste, and cheese, or grilled cheese, where you're taking bread, and you're adding tomato paste, you're adding ketchup, oregano, cheese, so that, being that it was bread, it doesn't lose its status as bread just because you melted cheese over it. So that's always going to be a mozi, because that was bread, that was baked as bread. If our pizza is not baked as bread, they don't bake the crust first, before they bake it, they add all the flavorings. So that's going to be mizonot. Questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it changes its shape?
Doesn't matter.
I thought you were supposed to say a shahakol if it changes the shape. You don't know what it is. Like popcorn.
Ah.
Corn, you would
say. Oh, I didn't realize that was what you were asking. I thought you meant a different question. Okay. So he's asking, what happens if you have something that's not discernible? So what would be an example of that?
Cotton candy
or sugar. Sugar, we all know, is made from beets. You thought sugar cane, right? No, modern sugar is made from beets. So maybe we should make adama on it. Coffee, right? You take the coffee bean, you grind it, you make coffee. Chocolate, you take the cocoa bean, you make chocolate. It's not in its original shape, so we make a shakol ni'evitvaro. Okay, so now we had a quick class on blessings. Thank you, Ben. Shakah, I missed that. Thank